Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you.
My guest this week is Jay Vijayan. Jay is the Chief Executive Officer of Tekion, a next-generation cloud-native end-to-end platform disrupting the automotive retail industry. The company uses advanced technologies such as big data, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and the Internet of Things to solve industry problems by creating a seamless user experience. Jay has a great amount of experience in that industry, as he was previously the first-ever Chief Information Officer of Tesla. And prior to Tesla, Jay held tech leadership positions at VMware and Oracle, among other companies. In this interview, he provides an overview of the fragmented automotive industry, highlights the industry's shortcomings, and describes how Tekion is using advanced technology and their automotive retail cloud platform to create a win-win-win situation for the large OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers, retailers, and consumers. Additionally, Jay discusses the importance of delivering a seamless customer experience, how his time as a Chief Information Officer of Tesla prepared him for his current role, Tekion's global ambitions, and a variety of other topics. Jay Vijayan, welcome to Technovation. Great to speak with you today.
Hi, Peter. Glad to be here, as always.
Yes, I'm so exciting to speak with you, especially because I know that the startup that you've been a part of now, that you founded, in fact, in February of 2016, you are now able to speak with greater liberty about what you have created. And I wonder if we could begin there with Tekion, an overview of the business and the value proposition you foresee.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm all excited about this, and we've been having this phenomenal journey. I still feel we are in the very early stages of building something phenomenal that is going to be sustaining and disrupting an industry that really needs the disruption. So what we've been working towards, from my experience in the past, being in the high-tech industry from Oracle to VMware and then finally at Tesla, doing quite a few things that are very innovative that was brought to the automotive industry. I felt there is an opportunity to really make a difference in how the automotive retail industry is being operated. Primarily, when I saw the difference, especially coming from outside in, there are three key stakeholders in this ecosystem, which is the OEM brands, the large OEM brands, of course, the General Motors and BMWs. And then there is retailers. And of course, you have dealerships and also companies like Tesla that do their own retail stores. And then finally, the consumers, which is you and me and any normal consumers who would buy a car or a SUV or whatever the automotive vehicle it is. So the whole ecosystem in the traditional industry, as you would see outside of Tesla, is has been very fragmented over a period of time. And I think with all good intentions, I think the stakeholders invest a lot of time, money, and effort, but really, I think the seamless connection between these three stakeholders to provide that win-win-win situation didn't really exist. So I felt, I would say there's a compelling opportunity for us to build a platform that could bring these three key stakeholders together seamlessly. That way, all of them can have a win-win-win opportunity. I feel technology truly is an enabler, especially how much technology has advanced in the last decade or so. So I think that's when me and my team ventured in building this, what we call as Tekion Automotive Retail Cloud. So we are really excited about, after this journey, we just launched our platform, and it's been received phenomenally well. We've received great validation from the industry, from the large OEM brands, as well as from dealer groups, and also a lot of great feedback from consumers as well.
That's great. And talk a bit about the Tekion Automotive Retail Cloud. How does it work? How do the three constituent groups interact with it?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things which I've seen reason for the fragmentation is I think some of the software and systems being used, one, as not a lot of innovation has happened in the technology platform space. And any innovations have been, there are some great companies, and these companies have been doing very, I would say, periphery changes. So they do bring in niche changes in some of the small areas in the overall ecosystem. And what's been happening is, so it ends up to, in a way that for selling a car or for servicing a car, for consumers to go through an experience, there are like tens and sometimes even 100 different applications or software applications that are being used, and they don't talk to each other well. And that creates a big, not only just fragmentation, but starts with a drag in experience for the end consumers. So that's why when you or I go to buy a vehicle, it takes hours, even though we know exactly what car we want to buy, what are our price ranges. We are well informed. The modern buyer and consumer today is well informed, but still their process takes extremely long. And the same thing with the service process as well. And, you know, something like today, you could track your pizza. Domino's does it really well, and quite a few other providers. But you really don't have a clue on where your car is when you leave it for service, when someone picks it up for service, or when you drop it for service. It's kind of, it's an abyss. You don't know until someone calls and tells you where it is. So what we've done with the Automotive Retail Cloud platform is we didn't want to do a niche area, periphery, a cool item or a cool feature. We really created a foundational platform, which is operational platform. In a traditional industry, what you would call it as something like an ERP or an extended version of an ERP, but truly a next generation cloud native platform where you run the, this becomes a source of truth or the system of record, or if you would call it as even mission critical system to run your automotive retail. So that way we really have the power to provide the right level of experience end to end in a customer journey, either being it buying a car or being it servicing a car or just engaging with automotive retail or a dealership or an OEM, the experience becomes seamless. I think that's exactly what our Automotive Retail Cloud does. It's a truly an operational platform to run your automotive retail operations, for that matter, dealerships or any automotive retail operations. And it provides a completely connected experience. So be it a customer does it from their home on their PC or from their mobile phone to browse for a car or to schedule service for their car, or when they drive into a dealership, they everything is connected. Literally, the vehicle is connected. They know the system and the platform knows who's the customer and what are their preferences, what would they look for. And then if they drop the vehicle for service, they can track the whole service experience on their mobile phone. They can really track their car throughout the service process. And then also every display within a retail store is connected to our cloud. So we bring everything together. It's a true operational platform that provides the best seamless experience for automotive retail.
And what do you foresee, or the extent to which you already have some going clients on the platform, of the three constituent groups, is there a primary way in that you see? Is it through the OEMs who then influence the dealers who then influence consumers? Is it the dealers bringing it upstream, so to say, to the OEMs?
Is it a approach where you're pitching it and selling it to all three? How do you see that that continuum?
I think that's a great question. We go in parallel. I think it's all three. I think we are doing our best to articulate the value of the platform, the value of all three stakeholders working together, because it is a win-win-win situation. Because end of the day, if any of these three stakeholders don't come together, I don't think the ecosystem is going to get benefit. And end of the day, if the consumer doesn't see the or doesn't get the experience, because you know in today's world we all really know what experience we want, right? We've seen Apple's and Google's and Amazon's providing the best experience, the best convenience for any experience, for shopping experience. And I'll give you a quick analogy that you might know. It's a very obvious one, but it's important to point out. See, no one would ever stand in line for hours to pay over $1,000 for a phone, for a mobile phone. And I don't think this anyone would even believe 10 years ago if someone said, you know, I'd stand in line for like 6 hours to buy a mobile phone, because mobile phones used to pretty much, we used to get it for free. The max you would pay probably $50. But today people stand in line, and Apple sells millions and millions and millions of phones because they were able to provide a great product. Not only that, but on top of it, they were able to provide a great experience to their customers in all the way. And same thing with Amazon. The biggest thing is, it's not that Amazon brought online shopping to this world. There are many companies who are doing it, but Amazon provided the best customer service and the best consumer experience and the convenience, because I could do it in one click, buy something and get it delivered many times the same day or the next day, which didn't happen in the past. So I think consumers, one thing these companies have proved is what consumers most value today is the experience, the convenience, customer service, and their time. So when you provide all of these together, there is definitely a win-win-win situation. And that's exactly what we are providing. And we are going and to at the same time talking to both the OEM brands as well as dealers, and also doing our best to articulate the value to consumers.
Excellent. Talk a bit about the team that you've assembled. What sort of backgrounds do they bring to the table? I imagine there's some pure technologists, while you also have some people that have industry, like yourself, relevant industry experience. How have you thought about building the team?
Yeah, I think it's a very, very conscious decision. We consciously built the team in a way. It's a hybrid team. I would say we have some of the best minds, technology minds. We have some of the best engineers, product managers, and designers coming from the high tech and software industry. And we've also consciously started hiring the cream, the best of the automotive industry, and many times automotive retail, as well as the automotive industry itself. So we, over the period of time, we started with smart engineers, product managers, and designers, working with, spending a lot of time in the ecosystem with some of our early partners, like the OEMs that have partnered with us, and also some of the retailers, the dealers, in and around where we are located. They spent a lot of time to understand the industry, how is it being done today, and then finally, how the future should be. Something that I tell my team constantly is, you know, the fundamentals have to be understood very well before we go and do something that is transformative. So the way I tell my team is, you know, when someone, this is something you might be familiar with, this analogy is as well, when someone goes to Home Depot or Lowe's to in search for a drill, what they really are looking for, of course, they're looking for a drill, but what they really want is not a drill. They really want is a hole. They want to make a hole, and that's why they're looking for a drill. But if there is a better way to make a hole, then yeah, go do that. And so I think understand the end result. I think that's what we've been trying to do. So we have put together a hybrid team. Early days, it was a lot of engineering, product teams, designers, and then we've continued to hire some strong industry expertise. We've been fortunate to have some phenomenal people as part of the team.
Excellent. And now that you have you've launched, talk a bit about your plans going forward. Now you have an ability that you didn't have when you were in stealth mode to more, as you're doing now, in fact, more concretely describing the value proposition of the company. No doubt you're probably visiting with people you knew from your time in the industry to become some of the early adopters of the technology and so forth. What do you foresee for the year ahead as you more officially roll out the business?
Absolutely. So a couple of things I want to share. So one is, I think the disruption that you've been bringing to this industry has been, I've been very pleasantly thrilled that has been validated over the years by not only the retail groups, but at the same time, the OEM brands as well. So we've had in the form of not just validating what we are solving in the industry, but we've received investments and partnerships. So XR, which is the parent company of Fiat Chrysler brands, became an early investor, a smaller investor. We have some big venture capital firms, which we are very proud of, like Index Ventures and Storm Ventures. And then because what we are solving for the automotive industry, it's a great validation to get investments from the automotive brands. So I mentioned about XR, then we got investment from BMW, and we also got investments from the Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi Alliance. And then very recently, we got investment from General Motors. So we... I'm extremely, extremely pleased and thrilled that these are all more than the capital. Of course, you're happy about the capital that helps us really build the business and scale it. But more than that, I feel these are the validations for what we are solving for the industry. So, I think it's been a great partnership from the industry, and we have some retail groups also that has invested in Techium. So what we are trying to do now, it's all about scaling. We have formed some phenomenal partnerships. So we have launched the platform very successfully. If you go to techium.com, our website, we have some very early customer testimonials, which are phenomenal for us to have. And thanks to those customers who've been behind us. And now it's all about scaling. So we've been building the teams. We've been signing up lots of customers. And we are ramping up our teams to globally. Again, first is North America, but we have global interests. But quite a bit all over the country, we are planning and scheduling customers for product rollout. So we have a big scale coming ahead of us this year, and next year and onwards will be much, much bigger, and it will be global as well.
Excellent. I want to spare a few minutes, Jay, on a topic you and I've discussed in the past. You alluded to earlier your experience as an IT executive at companies like VMware and Oracle, this first CIO of Tesla. And I wonder, there's the obvious experience that you gained at Tesla, which no doubt educated you as you contemplated the opportunity that would become Techion. But I'd like to also explore your time as a chief information officer and IT executive and how that influenced your abilities as an entrepreneur in founding this company as well. And I ask you this, of course, because there are others who might be listening to this who would wish to follow in your footsteps. And as you reflect on that, I'd be interested in your advice for them.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for asking. And I'll be happy to share my experiences. And I still feel I have a lot more to accomplish. I think I've been fortunate enough. I might have mentioned this earlier, Peter, in one of your panels as well. I think CIOs and IT executives are in a very unique position. And I think many of the companies, and some companies, I think it is the role is very limited, but many of the companies, it has evolved to be a very, very strong centralized leadership role. I think the unique advantage, which I was talking about, is as CIOs and IT executives, to most part, have a strong visibility, the breadth and depth of the business. So they see what many other business executives don't see, because business executives usually are vertical based. They are the sales executive is focused on sales. The manufacturing executive would be focused on manufacturing, but they don't have as much visibility in the other areas of business. They might know at high level, but they really don't know the operations of the business. And that's where I feel the unique advantage of an IT executive, a true IT or executive or a CIO. And many companies, I would say, the role of a CIO or a CDO, Chief Digital Officer, sometimes even CTO, are all converged. And that's where I had a very unique opportunity at Tesla, which was phenomenal. And I would definitely be grateful for that opportunity, being at Tesla and working with Elon, is to get that opportunity, to get that visibility across the business and have a strong view of how everything runs. And this gives not only a perspective of what's going well and what can be improved in the business, and truly the numbers, the metrics matters a lot. And there is an opportunity for the IT executives and CIOs to make a difference in the business and quantitatively talk to the CEO or to the board or a combination to say, you know, what difference they can bring or technology can bring to the business. So that's where I felt I had a lot of learnings over the years. And I think luckily I've been on both sides. I've been in the product development in my early days at Oracle, and then into an IT executive at VMware, and then at Tesla. So it gave me a complete perspective of different aspects of the industry as well as of the business itself. And I feel all of these over the years, step by step, has been learning that I was able to apply one after the other. So now I have a great opportunity to apply everything I've learned from Oracle to VMware to Tesla at Tekion. So yeah, I'm fortunate and grateful for that.
Wonderful. Well, Jay Vijayan, congratulations on the progress that you've already made with Tekion, your venture, and continued success as the full launch is ahead of you. This is an exciting time for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you, Peter. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week when my guest will be Ajit Singh, the Chief Executive Officer of ThoughtSpot.